Red Letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Red letters are encircled by petals in a burgundy-seeped background. Gaumont, born with cinema. An animated cannon rotates on wagon wheels against a red background. A cannonball flies out of the barrel, morphing into a disco ball. War party. Words appear. Netflix presents, in association with Gaumont and War Party. At night, a grand stone house is edged by trees and shrubs on a gently sloping property. A black SUV is parked outside. Gunfire flashes up on the second floor, then a figure crashes out of a window onto a balcony. The man, in black, jumps from the balcony onto the roof of the SUV and tumbles onto the grass. He gets up and runs over the lawn, away from the house. Wearing a leather jacket and mustache, he carries a gun. He reaches the sidewalk, turns right, and runs down the center of the street. Two men in black wearing ski masks chase him.
Where are you going, Dave? You're a dead man!
Elsewhere, a man sits in a parked black car. He tosses a cigarette butt out the window. In the rearview mirror, he's shown lighting another. Bearded and wearing a hoodie, he inhales and looks over his shoulder. He looks down at his phone and reads a text from Big D. You just fucked with the wrong guy. Elsewhere, the mustached man runs, gun in hand. Clutching his stomach, he ducks off the street to lean against a tree. Crouching, he looks down at his hand and grimaces. He jerks forward. Gunsmoke appears behind him. The men in ski masks walk down the street firing guns. The mustached man turns and fires at them. He runs off as one of them falls to the ground. The fallen man feels his chest. The mustached man runs along a fence, onto the front porch of a house, and through the front door. Racing through the house, he smashes a back window. Gun raised, he leaps over the railing of the back veranda into trees. Nearby, he pushes a wire gate open. He pulls out a phone, hits dial, and raises it. The man in the car looks down at his phone. It reads Abe. He peels away from the curb.
Taya, call rain and sensor.
2 minutes.
30 seconds.
Abe, the mustached man, throws his phone away and keeps running. Mateo, the man in the car, speeds around a corner. Abe winces, running with his hand on his stomach. Pulling his bloody hand out, he looks at a USB drive. He runs across the street as a car passes. Nearby, Mateo races down a street towards Abe. Abe runs to him, entering an intersection. He flies off the hood of a car onto the ground. Wide-eyed, Mateo brakes. He grips the wheel, watching. As police lights flash, Mateo begins to drive away. Turning left, he passes Abe's motionless body on the pavement. Behind him, a man jumps out of his car and runs to Abe. A police car pulls up. Driving, Mateo fights tears.
Fuck. Fuck, Jesus.
A rotating view approaches Abe on the ground, revealing a gold ring on his middle finger and the drive in his hand. Red block letters snap over black. Title, point blank. Elsewhere, a man walks through a door wearing nursing scrubs.
Yo!
He steps into a kitchen.
It's the baby's room.
He carries two bags.
What you doing in there?
CrossFit.
Stop.
Smiling, he walks past a baby monitor on the counter. Nearby, a woman's hand reaches into a bowl of popcorn. The man comes into the nursery.
Good God, T. What are you doing, recreating the Sistine Chapel in the boys' room?
I know. I'm completely off the rails. I freaking deserve it.
You should be knee-deep in that sofa in there with some Grater's ice cream.
Will the Grater's help me finish the nursery like Paul promised?
Paul is going to finish this nursery.
Paul said that about the crib.
Paul is going to finish that crib after he finishes the painting with Taryn on the sofa out of these fumes. Now, can we please stop this third-person bullshit?
Language. The baby hears everything.
Taryn rubs her pregnant belly.
Look here, little man.
Paul speaks to her belly.
Will you please kick your mother 3 times to coax her to the sofa so I can get ice cream for the both of you?
Yes, doctor.
She nods with her belly.
It's a very mature response for you. But I am not a doctor.
He takes her hand.
Yes.
She stands and they kiss.
Come on, girl.
He smacks her behind. Yeah.
The city is reeling tonight following reports of yet another high-profile murder, this time Assistant DA Joshua Gregory.
He watches TV.
The police chief is expected to hold a news conference tomorrow afternoon.
Paul has ice cream.
There is nothing organic about that. It's all fat.
You want me to take it back?
She grabs it.
Don't be a smartass.
The Grandstone house is on TV.
We're here outside Gregory's home following reports of shots fired when investigators were led to the scene.
Great and discovered.
Paul looks at his phone.
Is Cincy this late, really?
I gotta scoot.
What about the room?
When I get back.
He gets up.
I'll knock out for a little bit, then dive right in.
She shakes her head.
You should just record that and play it on a loop every time I ask.
Rest, relax.
He leans in.
No murals, no Michelangelo. And I'll be back in a minute.
Elsewhere, Paul walks up to a hospital.
Pop.
He carries two coffees.
Youngblood.
He hands one to Pops, a homeless man.
Big thanks.
Hey, you better hurry up, man. You're gonna miss it.
I ain't missing nothing. Shelter's overcrowded. That's why I got this. Keeps out the bugs and the thugs. Made it myself.
They fist bump.
Appreciate you, Pop.
Uh-huh. A nurse has the other coffee.
So here's the workflow. Pediatrics in bed one, baseball to the head, two and three, gang shootings. Bed four, mystery man, hit by a car. Good looking, too.
You single?
Find out for him.
Elsewhere, flashbulbs go off over the face of slain Joshua Gregory. His body slumps in a chair at the head of a dining table. A gloved man in a suit surveys the scene with a grim expression as a forensic team works. Another man enters.
Got spent brass and bullet strafing for seven blocks. Same with a blood trail. Got a destroyed cell phone. Still searching the rest of the neighborhood. Calling area hospitals now.
Masterson,
the suited man, looks past Gregory's corpse. A woman with a detective badge enters.
Everybody, give us a beat.
The room clears.
Jones, go take this outside. Make those calls if you can.
Jones, the other man, leaves.
I came the second I heard the call go out.
She gestures to blood on her blouse.
I tried to stop the bleeding, but he'd already gone too far.
She fights tears. Masterson walks over to her. He pulls her into an embrace.
All right. Everything you could.
Joshua was the only good thing in the entire fucking DA's office.
She pulls back from him.
Tell me you got something.
9 mil. Close range. Judging by the powder burns in the wall, at least Josh got a shot at him.
They step in.
But whoever took that round is out there getting cured. Jones is calling local hospitals now.
She wipes her eyes.
Regina, I know this is tough going, but we got it handled. Why don't you go home?
Regina, the woman, looks at him.
I've known you a long time, Eric, so I say this from a place of love. Don't ever fucking talk to me like that again.
Regina, division's got a bug up its ass with these high-end homicides.
She steps away.
And they're putting an even bigger bug up ours.
Well, I just want first licks when you catch the motherfucker.
Two hospitals in the area had patients admitted for GSWs. One of those had someone picked up within a mile from here. Automobile accident, gunshot wound was discovered post-admit.
Bingo. Wanna ride?
That's a fucking movie thing.
Regina heads out, followed by Masterson and Jones. Elsewhere, Abe lies in a hospital bed.
Good evening, Mr. John Doe. How you feeling this evening?
Paul steps in, Abe's unconscious, oxygen tube in his nose.
I'm good too, thanks for asking. Let's go over your chart. Gunshot wound to the abdomen, in and out, two cracked ribs, major concussion.
Paul looks at his chart.
It's a good thing you're unconscious so we can skip all the screaming you would be doing if you were...
Paul sees a masked man. The man lunges.
No.
He throws Paul. He punches him. Paul rips his mask off. The man's revealed as Mateo. He throws Paul to the floor and pounces on him. Punching him repeatedly, he sees Paul's nursing badge and swipes it. Mateo grabs a plastic bag with Abe's belongings and climbs out the window. Getting up, Paul runs to the window. He looks out and sees Mateo running down an exterior staircase. He races around a corner, out of the hospital grounds, and into the street beyond.
You gave an excellent description of the suspect. Anything else? Any other details?
No, it was dark. I didn't see much.
Later, Paul sits with Regina in a hospital waiting room.
Okay.
She closes her notepad.
Well, we're gonna get this guy. Don't you worry. I might have a couple detectives drop by your house in the next day or so.
No, my wife's pregnant. That'll stress her out. We can't do that. Why can't they come here or call me?
Okay, whatever works for you. When is she due?
Regina writes on a business card.
3 weeks.
She looks at him.
Whoa, congratulations.
Thanks. Do you have any advice?
He glances at her. She smiles tightly.
From the person who deliberately decided not to have kids. Probably not.
She turns away.
So we're going to transfer him to the prison hospital tomorrow. We'll be here to oversee that.
What did he do?
He killed a very good man. That's my cell phone.
She holds out her card. He takes it.
If you think of anything at all, you give me a call.
Regina stands up.
Anybody seen Detective Masterson?
That way.
The nurse behind the station points. Regina walks out.
Paul, get out of here. Go home.
No, I'm good. I'm just a little punchy.
Listen, no offense, sweetheart. But you kind of got your ass handed to you tonight.
Paul looks down.
Go on. Go see your wife.
Moments later, he presses the button to an elevator. The door opens and he steps inside. Pressing the floor button, he reaches for his nursing badge. The elevator door closes. Later, the door to his and Taryn's nursery opens. Taryn rests on the floor. Paul steps inside.
Hey, you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
He kneels down and kisses her. She looks at his face.
What happened?
Some guy broke into one of my patients' room and managed to mop the floor with me before I could stop him.
You got in a fight?
She sits.
Baby, why would you do that?
When some guy's hammering on your tee, you can't really tell him to stop, right?
You are about to be a father. I can't do this without you.
Okay, okay.
He nods. She stares at him.
I love you.
I love you.
He kisses her.
Not daddy got a pee. Come on, let me help you. One, two, three.
He pulls her up and helps her into a rocking chair.
Don't move.
He walks out.
Put some ice on there.
Yeah.
In the hall, a man raises a club. He strikes Paul on the back of the head. Paul falls. T runs to the hall. She backs into the nursery. Paul struggles to get up. The man rushes back to Paul and lands a hard blow. Everything goes black. Later, a view of Paul on the floor comes slowly into focus. His head moves. A cell phone lies beside him. Lifting his head, Paul looks around. His eyes land on the phone, then on a second phone next to it. He picks the second one up.
Taryn, where are you? Taryn! Baby, where are you?
This is your fault, motherfucker. You got involved.
Paul staggers to his feet.
What do you want?
For you to listen to me very carefully.
If you hurt her... Close! Oh, shit, okay, I'm sorry. Sir, please.
Don't fucking interrupt me again. Okay. Listen to me. You go back to the hospital, you get my brother out.
Please.
Talk to anyone, talk to the police, she dies. You
please
fuck with me
her,
at all,
sir.
She dies.
Please.
Paul braces himself on his knee.
Hello?
Later, he walks into the hospital.
Taryn! Oh! Ah!
He glances around tensely. There's a cut below his lower lip. Walking down a hallway, he pulls a card out of his pocket. It reads Regina Lewis, Homicide, Cincinnati Police. He pulls out the phone. A text reads, call when you're out or your wife is dead. Paul darts into a washroom and throws up, clutching the sides of the garbage disposal. Moving to a sink, he turns on the faucet. He rinses his mouth. Leaning over the sink, he wipes his mouth. His body heaves as he hyperventilates. Slowly, he meets his own eyes in the mirror. Moments later, he walks past the nursing station. Behind the counter, the nurse from earlier's ID hangs from a sweater on her vacant chair. Paul takes it. Slipping into a supply room, he takes a medical bag down off of a top shelf. He flips it open and jogs from a supply rack to a cupboard, gathering nursing equipment. A moving view encircles the bag as Paul darts around the room, adding syringes and bandages to the kit. Using the other nurse's ID, he opens a lit, secure supply station. He grabs a package of drugs and stuffs it in the bag. He closes the bag, grabs it, and steps out into the hallway. He looks over his shoulder. Paul rushes into Abe's hospital room.
Rough night.
He whips around.
Wait, are you the nurse who got jumped? I thought you were a chick.
Paul looks at a police officer seated behind a table. He walks to the side of the hospital bed.
I need to take him downstairs for imaging.
Imaging?
Yeah, x-ray, MRI.
Wherever he goes, I go.
The officer looks down at his phone.
Whatever you say, officer.
Paul unplugs the oxygen tube from the wall and inserts it into a unit under the bed.
What's that?
He takes a defibrillator out of the closet.
That is his life support.
Wasn't on before.
Well, if something happens to him between here and imaging,
Abe's handcuffed to the bed.
It's my ass, not yours. So,
Would you mind getting the door?
Paul fits the medical kit and the defibrillator under the bed. The officer stands as Paul releases the brake on the bed. Moments later, Abe remains unconscious as Paul wheels his bed down the hall. The police officer trails behind. Nearby, Regina and Masterson walk through a hospital corridor. Elsewhere, a moving view of Abe's profile reveals bloody abrasions on the side of his face. Paul wheels the bed alongside an elevator and presses the button. Nearby, Regina and Masterson pass patients, a doctor, and a nurse in a windowless hallway. Paul presses the elevator button again and wheels the bed inside when the doors open. Moments later, he pushes the bed out of the elevator. Chart in hand, the nurse whose ID he took pauses at the head of the hallway just as Paul passes out of view. Inside a second elevator, Paul presses the button for P3. The door closes. Elsewhere, Regina watches Masterson press an elevator button. Paul watches the progress of his elevator. The officer stands behind him glued to his cell phone. Nearby, elevator doors open and Regina steps inside with Masterson. She presses a button and the door closes. Paul watches as he, the officer, and Abe descend past the third floor. He blinks. The officer glances up and does a double take.
Where are we going?
I told you, imaging.
The officer points.
And it's lit for P3.
There's a different elevator for imaging.
Paul stares up at the elevator number. Nearby, the detectives round a corner.
So I read the jacket on the burp. You gonna tell me what's not inside?
Abraham Guevara. Abe and his brother Mateo are street mercenaries for hire. Currently, that and Gruesome Twosome are freelancing for Big D. Word out of county is Abe owes Big D for some big dope score trap house he took down.
And how does this scumbag figure into Josh's murder?
Only Guevara's got those answers.
Inside the elevator, Paul looks at the display, indicating P1. Looking down, he reaches for a distress button next to Abe and presses it.
What's happening?
It's his heart. He's in V-fib. Get the defibrillator.
What?
The box underneath!
He points. The officer reaches down and hands it to him. Paul sets it on the bed, turns it on, and picks up the paddles. He hits the officer's chest with them. The man jolts and falls to the ground. Paul handcuffs him to a railing and pulls the alarm.
Sorry, officer.
Paul grabs the officer's gun and the medical bag. Elsewhere, the nurse leads Regina and Masterson into Abe's room.
Where is he?
He should be here.
The nurse shakes her head. Elsewhere, Paul takes a syringe out of the medical bag.
This will get you going.
He releases it into Abe's IV port. Abe's eyes pop open.
Shit, okay. Calm down. Hey, calm down, all right? This is gonna hurt like a motherfucker, but I'm gonna get you out of here, all right? Take it easy, please. Okay, here we go. Come on.
Paul releases his handcuffs.
You're in a hospital, and I'm your nurse. All right, I'm gonna give you some Toradol and a little bit of morphine for the pain, all right?
Paul removes his oxygen tube.
The Toradol?
He releases another syringe into the port.
All right.
He draws a dose from a vial.
Here comes the good stuff, all right? Here's the morphine.
He presses the plunger on the syringe. Abe blinks heavily.
Hey!
Masterson runs into security.
Hold up. Security footage from the third floor now.
Regina's behind him.
Do you have officers on the exits?
Yes.
How many?
Six.
Come on. We're gonna see the footage.
They look at screens.
I'm gonna get you out of here, but I need you to walk for me.
Abe sits.
My stuff. Where is it?
Paul helps him up.
Where's my clothes?
Your brother has them.
My brother?
Yeah.
Abe grabs Paul.
All right. Calm down. Look, your brother has my wife. And I need to get you to him to get my wife back. I want no other part of this shit, all right?
Clutching his stomach, Abe presses Paul's throat.
All right. All right.
The men hobble out of the elevator.
Let's go.
Let's stop.
Regina points at a screen.
Right there.
Paul's shown with Abe's bed.
Who's that with the suspect?
Paul Booker.
Where is that elevator now?
Bottom floor, parking level 3. The emergency stop is engaged.
Regina goes.
Give me the keys. I'm driving.
Okay, I'm driving.
Give me the keys or your wife is dead.
Abe faces Paul.
I'm driving.
Paul hands him the keys.
Fair enough. Watch the gun.
Abe heads off. Elsewhere, Masterson races down a flight of stairs, gun drawn. He edges around a corner. Regina darts past him, gun out. She finds the officer slumped in the elevator.
Hey.
You good?
Masterson runs out. A car races past.
Yeah. What?
Masterson runs. Regina follows. The car flies through the garage.
Hey, this is my car, not a rental.
Abe turns sharply.
Hey, man, why don't you slow down, okay?
Shut up. Don't be a pussy.
Hey, slow the fuck down.
Paul raises the gun.
Fucking gun off me before it goes off.
Shit.
Put it down.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, shit. It's a garage!
Shut up! Stop crying!
There's nobody behind us! Slow down!
Paul holds the grab handle. Masterson runs up concrete stairs, followed by Regina. Abe drives the car to the exit.
It's a really nice car, but you're driving it too hard. Just slow down!
Abe stops at a parking booth. He grabs the ID from Paul.
Swipe the other side.
He sticks it in.
No, flip it over. Try the other side.
Not working.
Abe looks at the ID.
Janet.
Shit. They must have deactivated it because I was using hers to get you out.
They must have deactivated this shit.
I guess so.
Please! Stop.
Masterson runs out. Abe floors it. Regina tackles Masterson. His gun goes off. Abe peels out onto the street.
This is my car, man. You hit a cop. Where we you going? Hit a cop.
I heard you the first time. Where we
I
going?
I don't know. He told me to call him when you were out. If he does anything to my wife or my baby.
Wait, what?
My wife's pregnant.
Abe checks the rearview mirror.
Fuck. Get him on the phone. Get him on
okay,
the phone.
Okay, okay, okay.
Elsewhere, Mateo sits in a parked Mercedes. He raises his phone.
Yeah.
Taryn sits beside him.
Hey, you good?
Yeah, I fucked up.
To get you out of there. No, man. It's okay. I'm out. All right? I'm okay. You got the flash drive?
Yeah. I got it.
Abe makes a tight turn. Paul hangs on.
Good. Good boy. Keep that thing close to you. You understand me? Keep it safe.
Put my wife right, on right. Speaker,
shut
Paul.
Up. Shut
put
up.
Her on speaker.
Shut the fuck up.
All right.
Where the fuck are you?
I'm in the bus station. West End.
Wait, listen. The woman, she's okay, yeah?
She's fine.
You make sure she's okay, you understand me?
Yeah. What about Big D?
Did he contact you?
Yeah, he almost
lied. I know, I'm gonna fucking handle it. I'll straighten it out. Listen to me. Put the woman on the phone for a second, okay?
Paul takes the phone.
Hello, baby, you okay?
Paul, where are you? What's going on?
Are you okay? Did he hurt you?
I'm fine.
Abe veers into another lane.
I'm coming for you, all right?
Hang up.
Paul, I love you.
Hang up!
I love you too, baby, bye.
Mateo grabs his phone from Taryn. She stares at him.
It's okay.
I swear to God, if your brother does anything to my fucking wife,
you do what I say. When I fucking say, you'll be fine, all right?
Paul looks ahead as they change lanes. In the other car, Mateo pulls out his phone. A text reads, "I'm gonna stab you through the heart with a fucking pencil."
Shit.
Taryn winces.
What?
I'm having contractions.
Don't move.
I need to lie down.
She takes her seatbelt off. Mateo shifts nervously. She elbows him. She opens the door.
Stop it!
Fucking stop! Get the fuck out of me!
He slams it.
Stop!
He points a gun at her belly.
I don't want to hurt either of you.
Taryn squeezes her eyes shut.
Please don't make me.
He looks at her. Slowly, she meets his gaze. Elsewhere, Abe pulls to a stop next to a tent city beneath a bridge.
You got another shirt?
Paul looks around.
No, just a jacket.
Put it on.
Why?
Abe reaches into the back seat and grabs a pair of shoes.
Where are you going with my shoes?
Just stay in the fucking car.
Still in his hospital gown, Abe gets out and strides over to the gathered homeless. Paul grabs his jacket from the back seat and slips it on.
Stay in the fucking car, please. Fucking manners, dick.
Nearby, Abe talks with a shabby man near the tents. They glance over at the car. Looking over, Paul pulls out Regina's card.
Why would Booker help a scumbag like Rivera?
The dope score he's sitting on? That's 500,000 reasons why.
No, he's got a pregnant wife, got a steady job. He's not the type to throw it all away for a cash grab.
Regina takes off her coat.
Hey.
She and Masterson stop inside the parking structure.
Why aren't you telling me how the Guevaras are connected to the DA's office?
He glances away.
Abe's brother Mateo was staring down a 10-year stretch of the state pen. So Abe offered Josh Gregory a deal.
Another time, Abe slips into a house.
A flash drive, loaded with evidence, in exchange for his brother's freedom.
He closes the door.
What kind of evidence?
The kind that will take down a lot of dirty cops. Uniformed detectives, division, brass, all of them.
Regina's eyes widen.
Homicide?
Masterson closes his eyes.
Me.
He drops his head.
We had to dive into every division.
She shakes her head.
Joshua vouched for you, and I vouched for you, given our history.
Our history? Oh, you mean us fucking on and off for 5 years? You mean us living together? You're an ass.
She walks over to a car.
I just want to thank you so much for vouching for me, for all your support with the fucking DA.
Look, you're clean. It's all I care about.
He holds out his arms. She turns out a hand. Elsewhere, Paul looks out impatiently. Abe walks back wearing jeans and a coat. The shabby man trails him wearing the hospital gown. Abe holds his stomach. He leans in.
Get out.
Why?
Because they gave me a piece of shit car.
That's why. Go home, Paul.
Abe heads off.
What? No!
Grabbing the medical bag, Paul gets out.
Can't give away my...
He runs after Abe.
Go home now.
No.
You don't want to get involved in this shit, Paul. Let me handle it.
Not without my wife.
Paul follows Abe, the gun in his hand. He fires at Abe's feet. Abe turns slowly around. Paul raises the gun.
I'm going with
Abe strides towards him.
First time you ever pull a trigger?
Paul backs up.
Yeah, so?
Yeah?
Abe steps in. Paul lowers the gun.
You're shaking.
Paul glances at his own hand.
You should be worried about that.
Well, go ahead and shoot me.
Paul feels the gun at his side, his face tense.
Shoot yourself.
He drops the medical bag at Abe's feet.
But remember to shoot the Toradol before the morphine. Too much Toradol, kidney failure. Too much morphine, you slip into a coma. I'm sure you can figure that out, smart guy.
Paul stares directly at Abe. Abe blinks.
Pick up your shit and let's go. Nurse.
Abe turns and walks away. Paul picks up the bag and follows him. The vaulted ceiling of a crowded bus station is revealed. Abe walks in, cell phone to his ear. Paul is right behind him. A staircase leads to an underground level. Mateo rounds a corner with Taryn.
Mateo. Yo.
He's on his phone.
I'm walking in now.
Paul looks up at a screen.
Matty, listen to me. We're coming in from the 4th Street side.
A wanted bulletin's shown.
Mateo.
Abe looks ahead.
You there?
Mateo searches.
No.
You got two
cops to your six.
Mateo looks.
Hey, so keep coming to me. Keep coming.
Breaking up. Where are you?
Mateo looks nervously around.
What?
In?
Abe slows down. Mateo walks with Taryn.
What?
A bearded man appears. He walks up the stairs.
Stop. Go back.
Abe turns. The bearded man searches.
Turn around. It's a trap.
Paul looks around.
They made us.
Can you hear me?
What? You're here. Go back to the warehouse.
Mateo!
Abe grabs the gun from Paul.
Taryn!
Abe fires in the air. People scatter. Abe grabs his phone off a counter and flees, Paul ahead of him. The bearded man rushes forward. Paul and Abe run with others to an exit. Mateo turns. Taryn runs away. The bearded man has a gun. Mateo chases Taryn through a door outside.
Hey, stop.
He grabs her arm.
I need to get you out of here.
She looks back at the station, then runs with him. Inside the station, the man with the beard fights through the crowd. A black Mercedes peels out into an alley, then heads to a street. The bearded man runs into the alley with a bald man. He holds up a walkie-talkie.
Black
a view
Mercedes.
Races along a street, intersecting with the car driven by Mateo. Taryn lies back terrified. As Mateo races around a corner, a police car turns onto the street behind him. Mateo puts a car between them. A second police car comes from the other direction, dismissing traffic. Mateo cuts the wheel. Taryn cringes. Mateo cuts into a parking lot. A police car follows. A car drives towards him as an SUV backs up. He swerves. The police car follows. Another police car blocks him. He cranks the wheel. Dodging the car, he gets a clear run to the street. Taryn tries to look out. A police car follows them. They near the street. Mateo pulls out. The police car follows, crashing into a second police car. Mateo looks over at Taryn, whose expression is distraught. He checks over his shoulder. Speeding off down the street, he merges with other cars. Elsewhere, Paul follows Abe along the side of a building.
The fuck was that, man?
Shut up.
Okay. What's going on?
Get in here. Check this door.
Abe holds his side.
Check this door.
Paul pulls on the door marked restroom. The knob comes off.
We need a key.
Camera. Don't look up.
Oh, shit.
Come on. I need a shot.
Abe heads to a car wash.
Get it ready.
Nah. He carries the gun.
No. This stops here. I'm not giving you anything.
You don't
right?
give me a shot. You're going to get a fucking shot.
What the?
You don't keep me going. Your wife's dead.
Abe pulls a door open. In a back room, he pulls off his jacket.
I saw in the news about you and your brother killing the assistant DA.
Oh, Jesus. Gotta turn yourself in. You just constantly say stupid shit, you know?
Paul draws a shot.
I bet you your wife kidnapped herself.
Abe holds out his arm.
Come on.
You're going to jail. Everybody knows your face. You and your stupid brother.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to jail. You're coming with me, bro. My brother's in the breeze. Hit me.
Through a window, a car is seen pulling up. The bald man gets out and marches over. Paul injects Abe. Abe wavers, blinking. Paul watches him closely. Abe nods.
Thank you. just done my job.
The bald man punches Paul in the face. Paul hits the ground. Abe slams the bald man against a door, then throws him into a car bay. Abe follows, slamming him onto the hood of a car.
What the fuck? What are you doing?
The driver jumps out. The bald man's gun goes off, smashing a car window. He and Abe struggle. The gun flies onto the conveyor belt. Paul gets up. Now soaked with spray, Abe fights the bald man. The bald man kicks his legs. Abe kicks him in the chest. The bald man flies back into the mirror curtain. Paul slings the medical bag over his shoulder and heads out. The bald man swings. He lands two punches and a kick. Abe comes back punching. The bald man backs into a spinning scrubber. Abe headbutts him. He tries a kick, but the bald man defends. Fleeing down a windowed hallway, Paul sees them fight. The bald man pins Abe to the hood of a car as they inch under a spinning washer. Nearby, Paul pushes the door to another bay open. He runs to a car brush on a long handle and grabs it. Not seeing it's attached to the wall, he gets snapped back. Nearby, Abe pushes the bald man backwards under the spray and knees him in the gut. He gets him in a headlock and squeezes. The bald man picks him up. A glamorous older woman sits in her car grooving to her radio. Through a window, the bald man is seen throwing Abe and kicking him on the ground. Paul detaches the car brush and runs. As the bald man dominates Abe, Paul whips the car brush at his head. He falls on his back. Abe gets up. Running to a wall unit, Paul hits the brake. The belt stops. Abe grabs the gun. Subtitles, no, 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 no. Abe aims at the bald man. Paul pulls him back. Subtitles, search him. What? Search him. Weapon, weapon. Paul crouches down to frisk the bald man, now unconscious on the ground. Abe still aims the gun at him. Paul pulls out a walkie-talkie and passes it to Abe. Looking down, Paul sees a badge. Subtitles, he's a cop. I know he is. Paul looks up stunned. Subtitles, come on. Paul gets to his feet. He and Abe walk out the tunnel into daylight together. Outside the exit, Paul grabs two cloths. He tosses one to Abe. The glamorous woman holds a $10 bill out a car window.
I want it buffed and polished with a fine chamois, no streaks.
Paul takes the bill.
And the rims detailed.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can you get the fuck out of the car, please?
She looks at Abe, shocked.
Get out.
I have pepper spray in my purse.
I have a gun in my pants.
The door to her yellow PT Cruiser shuts. She stands outside.
What kind of fucking car wash is this?
The car pulls out, passing a sign reading Chuck's Astro Wash. Elsewhere, Regina drives.
Take your left.
It's complete opposite.
I know. They just jacked the PT Cruiser from a car wash heading north towards Central.
She cuts the wheel, and they veer left. Elsewhere, Paul races the PT Cruiser. Abe holds the walkie-talkie.
Considered armed and dangerous. Code 215.
Last seen southbound on that. 215. Carjack. Shit, go any faster?
Yeah, you were the genius that got a PT fucking cruise.
You got the PT cruise.
As they pass a car, two police cars approach from ahead. The police squeal to a stop. An officer unfurls a spike strip across the road. Abe grabs the wheel. As he yanks on it, they fly up onto the sidewalk, mowing down garbage receptacles.
Oh, shit.
Paul steers them back onto the road.
If you want to drive, drive!
As they pull up a rise, Regina and Masterson appear on a merging street. Masterson points. Regina pulls in behind Paul. Paul checks the rear view.
Shit, it's cops!
Yeah, cops. Lose them!
Paul floors it. He turns left. Regina follows through an intersection. They both weave through oncoming traffic.
Killed
him. Paul swerves to miss an approaching car. Regina tails him coolly. A police car heads for them. Paul turns left. A police car follows close behind but smashes into a parked minivan. Regina speeds behind the PT Cruiser. Masterson looks back at the crash.
Still on us. I want you to turn here.
Abe points. Paul cuts the wheel. Paul races through a narrow alley. Regina turns in behind him. Paul glances back.
When I tell you to, I want you to crank the wheel as hard as you can to the right.
They race between walls of vines to a street. Abe reaches for the emergency brake. Regina and Masterson stare ahead.
No!
Abe pulls the brake. Paul cranks the wheel. The PT Cruiser turns to block the alley. Regina brakes, stopping right before impact. Abe and Paul run down the alley and around a corner. Regina and Masterson get out, guns drawn. They run down the alley. Abe winces, jogging, gun in hand.
Come on, man, let me call us.
Abe hands Paul the phone. Paul looks at it.
Shit, the phone's dead.
You gotta get off the street.
Paul looks across the street.
Pops.
What?
Follow me.
Go.
Follow me.
Paul runs across the street. Abe follows. Regina and Masterson emerge from around a corner.
Ellie!
They head into the street.
All right. We can lose them inside.
Paul and Abe run past a line of homeless people. Paul pulls on a door that reads Seven Hills Community Kitchen.
Come on.
Down the alley, he sees Pops. He runs after him, followed by Abe. Regina and Masterson enter the alley. Pops pushes his cart.
Pops!
Paul and Abe emerge behind him.
Youngblood!
Masterson tries the door to the community kitchen. Finding it locked, he runs down the alley with Regina. Guns drawn, they round the corner and run past Pops, pushing his enormous cart. Regina and Masterson stop, looking up and down the alley.
Fuck!
Elsewhere, Mateo drives down a side street. He turns in next to a warehouse and stops. Taryn looks around nervously. Mateo checks over his shoulder.
I'm sorry.
He puts a cigarette in his mouth.
What?
Lighting it, he inhales.
Having a gun on it.
Him. And are you seriously gonna smoke right now?
Oh. Yes, sorry.
He takes another drag and stubs out the cigarette in the ashtray. He waves the air between them.
Mateo, right?
He looks at her.
Mateo. I don't know what this is. I don't even know who's chasing you, but I know that none of this is good for me and my baby. You have to let us go.
He holds her direct gaze with fearful eyes. He smooths his hair and face.
He said wait, so we wait.
Why are you doing this?
As he looks down, his face twitches.
Why?
It's what we've always done. It's how we survived. He said everything would be okay.
What if it isn't?
Later, a garage door is raised, revealing the Mercedes. Mateo steps out of a door on the side of the warehouse. He gets back into the car beside Taryn. As he moves the Mercedes into the warehouse, a moving view turns to reveal a car pulling up Kitty Corner. The bearded man sits behind the wheel. He glances over at the warehouse. Elsewhere, Pops pushes his cart along a sidewalk. Sneakers, blankets, and a trumpet are fastened among plastic water jugs. A close view reveals the other side of the jugs. Paul sits crouched across from Abe inside the cart.
Some real Metal Gear Solid shit.
What the fuck is that?
Metal Gear Solid. Solid Snake? It's a video game.
I'm sorry, I'm a grown-up. I don't play video games.
Yeah, well, maybe you should try to help you with your aggression problem.
So we're punching you in the face.
That's exactly my point. Let me see.
Paul points at Abe's stomach. Abe pulls up his t-shirt. His wound seeps.
Put some pressure on you. We'll take a better look at it once we stop.
Abe winces, hand over the wound.
This guy's not gonna rat us out, is he?
No, he's an old patient of mine. He used to come in with self-inflicted stab wounds, and I made a deal with him. You know, coffee at the end of every shift.
Okay, all right. This whole fucking Hallmark story is not gonna help us find your wife any faster. No offense.
Dude, you really are a fucking dick.
I'm not a dick. You just tell shitty stories.
It's not about the story. It's about Pops.
Give a fuck about Pops. Pops. I don't give a shit about you. I barely give a shit about your wife.
You don't give a shit about anything, huh?
No.
You're just a big bad man, right? Yeah, you give a shit about Mateo, right? Yeah, that's why you're working so fucking hard to get him back.
Abe gazes off. Elsewhere, Taryn steps away from the car inside the dusty warehouse. Mateo leads her.
Come on, relax.
He enters a room.
Here. Relax. Sit down. My brother's here, you can go.
He pulls out a chair and slips off his jacket. He slides open a vent near the floor. He pulls out a leather bag. Standing with her hands on her belly, Taryn scans the room. There's a mattress on the floor and a desk with a lamp. She watches as Mateo pulls the drive out of his pocket. He slips it into a pocket on the side of the bag. Stuffing the bag back into the wall, he slides the vent closed. He pulls out his phone and dials.
Come on, pick up, pick up, pick up.
He hangs up and walks towards Taryn. He looks at his phone. A text from Big D reads, "I will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you." Lowering the phone, he looks at Taryn frantically. He nods to himself. He throws the chair against a wall. Taryn jumps back. Elsewhere, Pops pushes his cart under a pawn shop awning. He stops at the doorway and lifts up the side of the cart. Paul and Abe crawl out. Paul hands a bill to Pops.
Get yourself something to eat, man. Thanks for the help.
All right. Abe leads the way down a hallway painted enter and exit. Nearby, a man in a cap smokes a joint. Bathed in the green light from a neon liquor sign, he uses a soldering gun on a circuit board. He turns to look at security screens. Abe can be seen in one. Paul is behind him.
Oh, fucking herpes, I need this.
Hey, Cheetah, man, I need wheels and a solid.
A sign reads pawn loans. Cheetah, the man in the cap, hits an intercom.
Cops and Big D want you
dead, homie. You ain't got a fucking prayer.
You owe me, Cheetah. Let me in.
Cheetah hits a button under the counter. Abe and Paul are seen entering on the screen. They step through a door across the room. Abe opens a second wire door. Stay. He and Paul step through.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna go talk to the fat guy. Stay here.
Abe walks forward. He glances up at a smiling Leaf Pinata in the corner. Footage from the pinata shows Abe.
Cheetah!
Nice pinata, man.
That's Kush.
Abe looks at it.
Knows all, sees all. You gotta get crafty for these bust-ass stick-up kids.
Paul creeps over to a case of phones.
Who's that?
He charges the dead phone.
That's the song.
And reads Regina's card.
Fuck no!
You still owe me for the riot and solid debt.
Oh, here we go.
You bet your ass here we go.
Man, you always about that old shit. Bitch, you started that riot!
I saved your big ass.
Paul dials.
Don't fucking forget it. And who fucking went to solitary? I did.
He texts.
You owe me, Cheetah.
You ain't gotta get into all
no,
that.
No, I ain't gotta get into it.
Masterson.
Regina holds up her phone. Masterson walks over as she texts.
It's Booker.
She shows him the phone.
It's Abe.
They head for the car.
Let's go.
If he fucking all evens up now. And
Paul stands by the phone.
You make it right with Big D.
Well, that's gonna take a minute, Gina.
I can't believe you took this trap down, dog.
He watches them.
Why? What do you mean, why? I needed the money, man. He wasn't loaning it to me. I got other fucking killers I gotta pay down, man. Eddie Ash, Skeet. Fucking teardrop.
And ain't no one of them names move as much as Big D.
Yeah, but I can't have these motherfuckers chasing me and Mateo down the road.
So you robbed the craziest motherfucker in the city?
Paul picks up.
Yeah.
The call's from Mateo.
Yeah, I did.
He declines.
All right. Come on.
Elsewhere, Taryn sits rubbing her belly. Mateo paces phone to his ear. Taryn takes a deep breath.
Come on.
Paul stands next to the phone on the counter. He picks it up, answering.
I'm gonna take care of Big D. Don't worry about it.
Taryn watches yeah. Mateo.
Well, weren't you answering?
Where's my wife?
Regina and Masterson pull up to a curb. He's on the radio.
Backup units, no lights or sirens.
Regina texts as they get out. Across the street, Jones gets out of a car next to the pawn shop. Cheetah throws a set of keys down.
Out back. Honda Civic. Half a tank.
Phone to his ear. Paul looks over.
No Range Rover.
Tell me where she is now.
Abe turns around.
Hey!
He pulls out the gun.
Don't fucking say another word.
He storms over.
Give me a fuck. Okay. You talk. Give me that fucking.
Ah! Get that bullshit out of here, man!
You shut the fuck up!
He knees Paul, turns the gun on Cheetah.
Hello?
My brother on the fucking
phone. No. Hey. It's me. Calm down. Be cool.
Be cool, Mateo.
Don't fucking tell me to be cool.
Abe talks to Mateo on the phone.
This is all bad, okay? The news, Big D, the radio.
Hey, I got it under control.
We're waiting for backup, right?
It's taking too long. Let's go.
Regina loads a shotgun.
God damn it, Regina.
Listen, I'm coming to get you.
Paul leans on the counter.
We're gonna make some payments, and we're gonna get the fuck out of town. No one's been able to find us, you hear me? I need you to stay cool, though. Right?
No.
Everything's okay.
We gotta go now.
Taryn winces.
All right.
Mateo turns.
Stay put. I'll see you soon.
Paul watches as Abe hangs up.
You motherfucker.
Abe gets a text. It reads, get down. He looks at Paul.
What'd you do?
He puts the gun to his head. Taryn grimaces.
Wrong.
I think I'm going into labor.
Outside the pawn shop, Regina positions herself, shotgun up. She looks at Masterson. He inches through the entrance, gun drawn. Jones follows Regina, gun raised, hand on her shoulder.
Motherfucker. I want my wife back! You just fucking killed your wife.
Abe holds Paul. The door flies open.
Get out!
Abe shoots.
Get out!
Regina crouches with a shotgun. Abe runs, shooting. Paul ducks. Abe crouches. Regina shoots the wire door.
Get the fuck out!
Masterson fires.
Get the fuck out!
He kicks Paul. Abe's gun slides.
Don't move!
Get
the fuck
out!
Get the fuck down! Okay!
Fucking Abe!
Cheetah sees his gun. As Cheetah draws, Regina shoots him. She kicks open his booth.
No!
She shoots him again. Masterson watches her. Regina raises the butt of her shotgun.
Get the fuck out!
She rams it at Abe. Kicking him, she raises the shotgun.
Now, where's the fucking drive?
Don't have it.
Shoot me, I don't have
Jones, get in here! Search him.
Fucking move.
Gun raised, he frisks Abe.
Oh, you fuck.
Jones steps back.
It ain't on him.
Get his piece.
Jones moves to Abe's gun on the floor. Masterson watches. Paul tries to look.
Don't fuck
Masterson
it.
Hits him.
Give it to me.
Jones puts Abe's gun in her hand. She passes Jones her shotgun.
All right, take this and close the fucking door.
Lewis.
All right, you hear me now?
Masterson frowns.
Okay. Where's the fucking drive, Guevara? I know you have it, and I want it.
You're gonna make this look like a homicide too, Lewis?
Her brow furrows.
Just like you did with the DA?
Regina turns to look at Masterson. She points the gun at him. Jones looks over, his gun aimed at Abe. Masterson stares at Regina.
You got there the second you heard the call go off?
Footage shows Regina in a surveillance van watching Abe enter the DA's house.
You were there all along.
Abe watches them. Regina raises her chin. Footage shows three masked men raise guns.
Christ, you killed Josh.
I'm not going down. Not for anyone.
Masterson nods.
Not even you, Eric.
You cop killer now.
You cop killer now, right?
They're captured by the camera in the piñata. Tears well in Regina's eyes.
Well, fuck it then. Just don't.
She shoots him in the head.
Oh, God.
Paul flinches. Masterson falls to the ground. Looking at him, Regina lowers the gun. Her lip quivers. She smiles wryly. She turns back to Abe.
You think I'm playing now? Are you fucking stupid?
He glances up at her. She holds the gun to his head.
Where's the drive?
Go fuck yourself.
Unit 4, 1023 at punch out.
Jones goes for his radio.
Jones!
Regina backs up.
Get over here.
Paul watches.
Okay, I'm gonna stall the units outside. Guevara shot Masterson. You shot him. Booker's collateral damage. Got it? On him.
Jones points his gun at Abe.
Grab the security camera footage. Bag everything else.
I don't know.
Hey.
Regina grabs Jones's face.
This doesn't have to be perfect. Just believe. I got you.
She steps away.
Hey, we're gonna set up a nice police fund for your wife and kid.
Across from Paul, Masterson's gun sits on the floor. Jones points his gun at Abe, hand shaking. Paul shoots. Jones falls. Paul fires twice more. Jones lies on his stomach. His body twitches, then goes still. Braced on his elbows, Paul shakes. He points the gun. He looks up with a start. Abe waves him over. Moments later, they step out a back door.
Give me the key.
Abe holds the gun, arm around Paul. They peel out of the parking lot in a Honda Civic and turn onto a street. Security footage shows Regina pass, a uniformed officer behind her. They walk into the pawn shop, guns drawn.
Fuck! Fuck!
Several officers follow. She looks down.
They got Jones. Okay, get a bus in here. Now, air evac, I don't give a fuck. Officers, get your units out back, you two with me.
She slams the back door open. She scans the parking lot, flanked by two men in uniform.
God damn it!
Okay, see if you can get a make on the vehicle. Go.
Now!
Dispatch suspects.
One officer runs towards the street. Regina pulls out her cell phone and texts now to Spencer. She looks down the alley with a grim expression.
They got something.
In the warehouse,
what do I do?
Taryn kneels.
Roll it up and put it behind my shoulders.
Okay.
She turns over on the mattress.
Ooh.
Okay, lean back.
Mateo places a blanket under her.
Is that better? Is that good?
It's better.
Okay. She lays back.
Thank you.
Perching on the edge of the mattress, he watches her closely.
Hey, can
he lifts a hand.
Can I? Do you mind?
She hesitates, looking from him to her belly. She nods. He sits up, carefully placing his hand on her belly.
You moved.
He smiles. She takes his hand and guides it. His eyes widen.
Mateo. Trying to keep this little guy safe.
Yeah. I know, I just can't.
He drops his head.
I just can't do anything without my brother.
She grimaces.
Fuck.
He turns away.
Well, then you're gonna have to deliver this baby.
He looks at her.
You And what happens if something happens to my baby? Do you understand that then you are gonna have to kill me because I wouldn't want to be here?
She props herself up.
I wouldn't be able to live.
Don't say that. Don't say that. I'm not...
Mateo.
I don't want anything to happen to you.
I'm in pain.
She winces.
And I need help. Please.
She looks at him pleadingly.
Please.
He nods.
Okay. I'm gonna take you to the hospital.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, come
on. You want me to take you to the hospital?
Yes, come on.
Okay, okay, let me call my brother first.
No,
I
no,
gotta call
no,
my...
no, don't.
Hey,
call him.
I have to call him.
You don't have to call
promise,
him.
I promise.
Just take me.
I'll come back. You stay there, okay?
He gets up and steps away. She drops her head back.
Please don't answer.
She shifts her weight. Behind her, Mateo falls to the ground. The bearded man runs out of the darkness. Taryn gets up and rushes for a corner. The man kicks Mateo. Taryn peeks out.
Where's the fucking drive?
Fuck you.
The man punches Mateo's face. Taryn pulls back. Looking down, she finds a pipe.
Where's the fucking drive?
Okay, okay, I got it. I got it. It's in my pocket. It's in my pocket. It's right here.
Mateo flips him the bird. The man smashes his head. Taryn slips out with the pipe. Mateo's face is bloody. Taryn swings the pipe at the man. He points his gun. She drops the pipe.
Hey, asshole. You gonna shoot a pregnant woman?
Mateo lifts his head. The man turns.
You fucking pussy.
Mateo spits at him. The man steps over. He fires his gun. Paul drives.
Hey, hey, hey! Relax!
I just shot a fucking cop!
He's not a cop! He's a fucking scumbag! He's a bad guy! He's a murderer! You didn't shoot him, somebody else would. He's not a cop, man. I'm telling you, he's a killer with a badge.
Oh, shit.
You're gonna get us killed. Shit. You wanna see your wife?
Yeah.
You gotta get to the warehouse. Just drive. You're not gonna go to jail. Drive. You did what you had to
no.
do. Yes, you did. Don't fucking puke and don't puke on me.
The door to the warehouse slams open. Paul and Abe step through.
Taryn!
Abe leans on Paul while holding the gun. The place is empty.
Fuck.
There's blood on the floor.
Taryn!
Paul runs to it.
Taryn!
Abe jogs over as Paul follows the blood farther in. It leads to the mattress. Abe runs to the mattress.
Abe?
He pulls back the blanket. Mateo is covered in blood.
No!
Abe turns away.
Fuck! Help him!
Paul steps over.
Fuck!
Mateo looks up helplessly.
Help him! Help him! What do we do? What do we do?
Please.
Come on, man. Hey, man.
Paul kneels.
Shit, he's lost a lot of blood, huh? Take the blanket and apply pressure.
Abe grabs the blanket.
Okay, okay, okay. I got you. Come here. I got you, baby. I got you. You're good. You're all right. You're all right. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. You're fine.
They took your wife. Shh. Where?
Mateo looks up at Paul.
Fix him, man. Fix him. Fix him.
I can give him a shot, but I won't have another one for you.
I don't care. Do it. Do it. Do it. I got you, baby. Look at me. Stay with me. You're okay, man. Look at me. You're okay.
Abe cradles Mateo's head.
He's bleeding a little bit, right?
He's lost a lot of blood.
Paul looks directly at Abe.
There's nothing I can do.
Abe holds his gaze. Mateo's mouth leaks blood.
You don't want to going?
No, man, you ain't going, right? You ain't going anywhere. Look at me. You're fine, man. You ain't fine. You ain't going anywhere.
I can't feel anything.
It's okay. I want you to relax.
Please, gone.
That's good. That's good, all right? I want you to just relax. Okay, I'm going to get you all cleaned up.
Paul sits back.
Get you all cleaned up. I'm here for you now. All right?
Okay.
All right?
I didn't tell him shit.
No, you fucking did nothing.
Tell him shit.
We don't do that fucking shit. Hey, look at me. Look at me.
Abe wipes Mateo's face.
Remember when we were kids and you were afraid of the dark?
Close my eyes, man.
You okay? I'm gonna take care of you.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
He does.
Okay. Let your mind go, Freddy. Let your mind go. Let your mind go. I'm gonna get you out of here, okay? I want you to relax. I'm gonna get out of here.
Paul looks over.
Get you out of here, okay?
Mateo quivers.
Okay, hold on.
Abe holds him.
I want you to relax and let your mind go.
Abe fights tears.
You let your mind go. You're okay.
Mateo ceases struggling. Abe's head drops. Abe squeezes his eyes shut, sobbing. Paul sits very still.
You're okay.
Abe releases Mateo's head slowly.
Okay. Okay. Are you okay?
Sobbing, he wipes his face.
You told him he was gonna live. Yeah.
Paul shakes his head.
Why? I gave him what anybody would want. What he never had.
What?
Hope.
Abe bends over, his face close to his brother's. Elsewhere, a black car pulls into the back of a building. Two police cars are parked in the vicinity. Regina emerges from the shadows. She peers in the car at Taryn. The bearded man gets out of the car. Taryn watches them fearfully.
You heard about Jones?
Yeah.
The man and Regina hug.
We'll mourn later. Right now, I need you on evidence. Everything seized from the pawn shop gets vouched here first.
He nods.
And I want to see that camera footage before you wipe it.
She taps on his chest.
This is robbery homicide show now. You don't need narco button in.
He points at Taryn.
Woman's having complications.
Taryn rocks forward, wincing.
Aren't we all? Bring her in.
Regina steps away as the man moves back to the car. Taryn's face hardens. She shifts away as he opens the car door. Paul sews up Abe's wound.
You know, there's a pharmacy around the corner. I know the staff there. I can get you some painkillers.
He cuts the thread. Abe sits in a chair.
You got a name for that baby?
Paul turns to get a bandage.
We haven't thought of one for him yet.
He applies it to Abe's wound.
Him?
Paul nods. Abe winces. Elsewhere, the bearded man walks Taryn through an industrial building.
Move.
She struggles as he opens a wire gate.
Go.
He clutches her arms, marching her forward. From inside the warehouse wall, Abe is seen pulling the leather bag out of the vent. He sets the bag and the gun on a table.
You know, my old man used to beat the shit out of my mother.
Paul washes his hands at a sink.
Used to do it to her. Used to do it to me.
Abe pulls the drive out of the side pocket on the bag.
When my brother was born, it got worse.
Paul walks over.
One night she got tired of getting the shit kicked out of her, so she shot him in the head when he was sleeping. She died in prison. I raised my brother from that point on.
Abe slides a clip into a gun.
Where are you going?
I'm going to kill him.
Abe smiles darkly.
All of them.
And what about my wife?
Pick up a weapon, man.
And do what? Go gunning for cops?
They're dirty cops.
Yeah, which will matter a few months from now in a courtroom, long after we're shot dead.
Well, what other fucking choice you got? They got your wife. Your baby.
Paul looks at him.
Everybody's always talking about how they do anything for the fucking family. Well, this is as fucking anything as it gets right now, pal.
Paul looks at the gun on the table.
Pick up the gun.
Paul reaches into the leather bag and pulls out a dime bag of weed.
Cushy.
What?
The pinata, the stupid pinata at Cheetah's place.
Or the fucking camera.
Yeah. Lewis would have took that shit into evidence. Yeah, so how the hell do we get it back?
Elsewhere, Taryn sits in an office. She rocks back in a chair. Gina glances at her.
Can I get you something? Water? Juice?
What is this, a fucking flight? I need a doctor, bitch!
No, I can't help you with that.
The bearded man looks at a computer. Oh. Taryn grimaces.
Mm. You know, I met your husband.
Regina arches her eyebrows.
I can see why you married him.
Did you kill him?
No. But Paul, or the felon he sprung from the hospital, killed one of mine.
She tilts her head, looking over the man's shoulder.
In a way, two of mine.
Taryn blinks. Elsewhere, two men bike down a street. The Honda Civic drives from the opposite direction and pulls up in front of a large house. Several men sit outside. Abe gets out of the passenger side. Paul steps cautiously out as Abe grabs the leather bag from the back seat. They move up the walkway. Paul carries the bag. Four gang members meet them.
Here to see D.
Yo, D.
The front door opens. A heavy-set man with sunglasses and a gold crucifix steps out.
I see motherfucking dead people.
A man with a face scar steps out. He smiles fiercely.
I can't believe this.
Abe puts his hands on his hips.
You got some fucking balls coming here.
Big D, the scarred man, steps down.
Teardrop caught me. Said you dropped 60,000 on a nigga kitchen table.
The heavyset man follows.
My 60,000. So you paying off all these mark-ass bitches, some of them my enemies, with my motherfucking money? Then got the sack to show up on my front step.
Big D nods, eyes wide.
Cancel this motherfucker.
Whoa,
shoot him.
Whoa. I got half what I owe you right in that bag.
Abe holds a hand out to a man with his gun drawn.
Show him.
Paul throws the bag down.
I got better than the other half in my pocket right here.
Big D unzips the bag. Abe pulls the drive out of his pocket. Paul watches them closely. Big D holds a stack of crisp bills.
You got cheetah body. Even with this little punk-ass interest.
He tosses the bag and the money.
You still wind up in the red, player.
His man cocks his gun.
Hey.
Abe opens the drive.
Whoa,
what the fuck is that?
Hey, man, calm down.
Big D holds out his hands.
Calm down. It's proof. It's flash drive, man.
Big D's eyes dart around.
Everybody chill out. Chill the fuck out. Looking all scared for. Get the gun.
His man hides his gun.
Lewis and those three fucking clowns from the police commission, they're all mobbed up. Murder for hire, drug rips, all kinds of bullshit, everything. In here.
30 cops is yesterday's fucking fresh fish. Who gives a fuck?
Secret bank accounts, man. Passwords, access to those bank accounts. You give a fuck.
Abe looks at him intensely. Big D holds a stare. He breaks into a smile.
This motherfucker Wikipedia me. Shut the fuck up.
One of his men drops his smile.
How much?
A lot more than I owe you, man.
Why you ain't just dropped that verse when you first rolled up? All this tense shit.
Well, you gotta get the guns out.
You got the motherfucking fake grenade and shit. Get the bag.
A man in a cap picks up the bag.
Motherfucker's ready to get grimy. Go inside, man. Hold on, who the fuck is this?
That's my doctor.
Your doctor?
Yeah, he's the best in the business. He stitched me up after I got clipped.
You a doctor, nigga?
I told you, he's my doctor.
Like a real-life road dog.
The realist.
Big D cracks a smile.
That's some cool shit. I like that. Come on, road dog.
Abe heads for the steps.
Inside, man.
Paul follows him.
Motherfucking road dog.
Elsewhere, the bearded man plays the security footage from the pawn shop.
Come on. Go.
Taryn breathes through puckered lips.
Don't you have a family, Lieutenant?
You're looking at it. At least what's left of it.
She pats the bearded man's shoulder.
Right here.
He points at the screen. She's shown with her shotgun.
Wipe it.
Taryn winces with pain. Regina looks at her.
Let's call Paul.
Welcome to Casa del D.
Big D walks through his house.
Trying to teach these young bucks it's a world of cinema besides Scarface. They getting angry.
He passes a poster for the Defiant Ones and a chandelier over a dining table.
Freaking week on TCM.
Oh, some real movie fans, huh?
Catching the Andes, Live and Die in L.A. My motherfucking favorite. You ever seen it?
Paul nods.
Anyway. All right! Keep this real quick. Shareholders meeting. Dynamo.
Big D walks through a gold chain curtain. Abe turns and follows, then the others. Paul hangs back, looking at his phone. Alone, he answers.
Hello?
Paul?
Baby, I'm here. Where'd they take you?
I don't know. I'm here with the cops.
Taryn.
Regina holds the phone up to Taryn's mouth. Taryn looks at her with dread.
Paul.
She closes her eyes.
The baby's coming.
What?
Regina takes the phone away.
We're in the same pinch, Paul. Neither of us wants to be where we are.
Killed a cop.
Regina said.
So did you. We're both just responding to external pressures.
I'm beholden to certain people and how they want things done. You saw his brother, Mateo?
Yeah.
Wow.
They want me to do the same thing to your wife.
She reloads her gun.
They want me to put a bullet through her head.
Taryn recoils. Her hands are bound.
I don't have to run down my reasons why or
rationalize why I do the things I do.
Regina stands and steps away.
You see the things I've seen and tell me how much you think the thin blue line that exists between you and chaos really costs and how much we should all pay for it.
You tried to kill me and you kidnapped
my wife today. Maybe I should check in with you tomorrow.
Your wife didn't have till tomorrow. Corner of Horace and Central. You've got an hour.
As she turns, Taryn regards her with fear. Paul hangs up. He heads to meet the others. Moments later, they all sit at the dining table.
So that's the plan.
You got a better idea?
I got some notes.
You sure my wife is there?
My guy on the inside says she's a narco, evidence building. And that shit's locked down. Look, is that all y'all need?
It's the pop off in the uniforms.
The man with the cap gets up.
Can you get that video?
It didn't bust into that pinata. We're good.
Big D leans in.
So just for the sake of transparency and shit, what really happened when we went inside the assistant DA's crib?
Abe winces.
Man, they had my brother called. He's looking at 10 years mandatory.
Black and white footage of the stone house is shown.
Matty wouldn't have lasted a week inside, so I had to make a deal.
Abe walks towards the house.
A drive for my brother.
He passes a van.
The exchange had to be in person.
Inside the van, Regina watches Abe on a screen.
I went to his house.
Abe enters through the kitchen and walks down a hall.
These fucking dirty cops that Lewis was.
He finds Gregory.
They got the drop. Clipped the DA.
He's been shot in the head.
He tried to frame me for it.
Masked men shoot at Abe. He jumps through the window.
That's when shit got complicated.
Hold up.
Big D points at Paul.
How the fuck did the good doctor get here?
All eyes are on Paul.
I got him out of the hospital.
Paul leans in. Later, Sorcerer plays on TV. Abe watches.
You see this?
An army truck sways on a bridge made of rope.
Now that's the type of shit I want to direct.
A freight rope is pulled taut.
Wait for it.
Big D watches.
Not yet. Wait for it.
The rope snaps.
That's it! That's it! Make a motherfucking move! See what I'm saying? When this shit came out, it should have been number one. No, motherfuckers want to see lightsabers and shit. This the real shit. Freaking!
Straight up.
Paul stares at the phone.
So when she do?
Now.
Big D looks at him.
Now? Like right now.
Yeah.
Shit.
You got kids?
I got eight.
Eight kids?
Couldn't pull out a parking space.
One of his men comes in with plastic wrapped parcels.
Oh, shit.
Big D takes them gleefully.
Special delivery. You've been deputized.
He passes one to Abe.
It's for you. Couldn't get the EMT, but hope that shit works.
The other goes to Paul.
Wardrobe, babe.
Grinning, Big D stands.
All right, Warriors.
Let's go out and play.
Elsewhere, teen boys play basketball. One scores a basket. A moving view shows a police car driving down a street. A young man in shorts crosses the street. He leans against a stone wall near a building. Four uniformed police officers are outside. A black SUV passes, turning a corner. It moves up a street and pulls over next to the curb. The Ohio license plate reads, Big D 88. The heavyset man is behind the wheel. A back window is lowered. D peers out, wearing a black newsboy hat.
Red 5, standing by. Camera A, get the one.
He talks into his cell phone.
He got the call.
The man beside him gets out.
Camera B, two T's.
Got it. All cameras in position. Let's light them up. On my cue.
Got it.
Nearby, Paul and Abe roll to a stop. Paul's on the phone. He texts, pulling up, 2 minutes.
That it?
Paul nods.
All things considered, the EMT is usually the first to show up. That's how we'll get you in. After that, it's up to you.
Abe's in a police uniform. Elsewhere, Regina is parked on a side street. She wears dark sunglasses. She receives a text from Paul, pulling up 2 minutes. Nearby, Paul drives around a corner passing brick houses. Abe is beside him. He pulls over to the curb next to the court where the boys play basketball. Around the corner, Big D peeks out the SUV window.
Cue the car.
Up the street from him, a woman walks down a long flight of concrete stairs. A close view is shown of a tire rolling over pavement. Four of Big D's men push a car from the rear bumper. They move the green 80 sedan downhill past the stairs. One man hangs out the driver's side, steering. Rounding the corner, they give a push. The car rolls downhill, the men still staring. Big D looks ahead. The heavyset man flicks a lighter under a cloth and a liquor bottle. As the green sedan approaches, the man tosses it into the passing car. As the bottle ignites, flames dance out the back window. The basketball players stop to watch the car pass. The back of the car is engulfed by flames. The man steering leaps off. The car veers over a sidewalk to smash into a parked police car. Paul and Abe watch. As it rolls in front of the police station, the car is consumed by fire. The basketball players move closer. Big D watches.
Yay, motherfucker!
Taryn looks anxiously over her shoulder. Bearded man walks to the office window. He pulls down the blind to look out. The car burns outside. Taryn glances at an inner doorway. The bearded man lets go of the blind.
Anybody in there? Check the other side!
Police run to the car on fire. Nearby, Paul's on the phone.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, I need to report an explosion. Yes. In front of the police station on Clifton and Main. It looks like people are hurt. Could you please send help? Thank you.
Paul lowers the phone. Watching him, Abe nods. Officers point instruction. Bystanders gawk. Up the road, Big D and his crew watch. One of them records on a phone.
Hey, so what's this from? Sword on Precinct 13?
No, motherfucker. Spartacus. With a dash of Christine.
Okay.
Big D pushes the phone away.
Go get the money shot.
The man moves off.
I don't want all this shit on wires either. Close-ups.
Regina taps her fingers on the steering wheel. She holds up her phone.
All nearby units, please respond. Explosion near police headquarters. 1018, urgent call. And
pulling off her sunglasses, she stares ahead. She peels away from the curb. A police officer contains the crowd. Regina drives by, slowing down to see the burning car. She continues on, revealing Paul and Abe beyond, watching from their car. An ambulance passes them. It stops across from the burning car.
Here we go.
Doctor.
Officer.
Abe and Paul get out of the car. Inside the office, the bearded man pulls on leather gloves. He turns to find Taryn's chair empty. He walks out. Nearby, Taryn bends over. Water drips on the floor near her feet. She leans back against a shelf of evidence boxes. As the bearded man enters the storage area, she inches to the edge of the shelf. Seeing him, she backs up. She reaches her hands up and rubs the restraint against a metal edge. A fire truck passes as Paul and Abe cross the street. Abe's arm is slung around Paul, who wears medical scrubs. The fire truck pulls up next to the ambulance. An officer wraps crime scene tape around a utility pole. Paul and Abe emerge through a group of onlookers. An officer sees them and lets them pass. They're met by another officer at the station.
Sorry, officer, I'm a doctor. He's hurt. I gotta get him inside.
A moment, please.
I gotta get him inside. Sorry, officer.
A fireman waves the officer over. Paul and Abe continue to the entrance. Inside the storage area, Taryn continues to rub the restraint. The bearded man slides open a wire gate and draws his gun. Taryn frantically works the restraint. The bearded man makes his way into the aisles. Nearby, two officers run past a sign reading Narcotics Division. They pass a door as Abe and Paul enter. Abe rushes down the hall, his arm around Paul. In the storage area, Taryn rubs the restraint. It snaps and falls to the floor. She creeps to the edge of the shelf. The bearded man rushes her from behind, holding her neck. She smashes her head back at his. His gun falls. He slams her into a shelf. He throws her to the floor. She crawls back from him. He strides over. Elsewhere, Regina steps into an empty hallway. Pausing to look both ways, she heads to her right. Abe and Paul emerge behind her.
Hey.
Abe raises his gun. Reaching for her gun, she turns. Abe points. She moves where he points.
Hands.
She faces a wall.
Hands.
She places her hands near her face.
Keep them there.
Abe frisks her.
Yes.
Paul looks down the hall.
Hey, wait!
He bolts down the hall carrying the medical bag.
Get inside.
Abe points the gun. Regina moves. The bearded man strangles Taryn. Paul races in. He tackles the man. The medical bag spills open on the floor. Straddling the man, Paul lands punches. The man kicks him off. Taryn's on her back. Paul slams into a shelf. The bearded man gets up. He punches Paul's body. Lifting Paul, he throws him down. He lands strikes on Paul's head. Taryn props herself up. On his stomach, Paul sees a syringe. He crawls towards it. As he reaches for it, the man blocks his hand. Inching closer, Paul reaches again. The man lands a blow. Paul grabs the syringe. He slices the air with it, hitting the man's neck. He pushes the plunger. The man's eyes open wide. Paul pushes him onto his back. Paul runs to Taryn. Elsewhere, Regina flies into a filing cabinet. She sits on the floor. Abe looks around, kicking a box of evidence.
You think killing me is gonna make any difference?
He walks over to her.
Do you even know how high up this thing goes?
Abe reaches past her for the pinata on top of the cabinet.
You'll never be done with it.
He tears it open.
Don't you get it? We don't get to make those kind of decisions.
He tosses the pinata.
Well, well, well.
Her eyes narrow. He holds up a small video camera.
I made mine.
Her face is seen through it.
You're fucked.
He picks up his gun from the cabinet and reloads.
You're gonna be looking over your fucking shoulder for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but you know it's not gonna be there.
He kicks her in the head. Blood rolls from her lip. He sets the gun down. He bends down to look at Regina, who's unconscious. Another time, he cradles his dying brother's head.
Shoot yourself.
Standing up, he leaves the gun on the floor across from her and walks out. Outside, firefighters quell the flames on the car with a hose. A reporter turns to a camera.
According to the fire chief, it's all...
Big D's man returns.
Yo, check this shit out.
He shows his phone.
Money shot. Yeah, you got it. Surrender.
Taking the phone, Big D gets into his SUV.
Now that's a Big D production.
The heavyset man shuts his door. The SUV moves down the street, passing the fire truck. Nearby, the cameraman faces the reporter.
And cut.
Nice.
Not too bad.
Flame.
Yeah.
As they walk back to the news truck, Abe steps into the street. Abe opens the door to the news truck.
Hey, you want an
Emmy? He holds out the camera.
I need you to air this. Her name is Regina Lewis, detective.
Oh, I don't think I have a cord for this.
The cameraman looks at it. Abe cocks his head.
I'll make it.
The man nods nervously.
Totally got it.
You're welcome.
Abe shuts the door. He looks around reflectively. Smiling wryly, he starts walking down the street. He moves towards trees and a wall with graffiti. James Brown is painted in bright colors. Inside the storage area, Paul rushes to Taryn with a blanket. She's on the floor.
All right, baby, I'm coming, all right? Come on. Here we go. All right, here we go.
I need you to push for me, okay? Just relax and breathe, all
he
right?
He holds her knees.
Here we go. All right, you ready?
I love you so much. You ready?
Look at me, I'm right here. I'm right here.
I don't want to have
you. I know you don't want to have it here, baby. We don't have a choice, right? Come on.
In a surprising turn of events, we just received new information on the pawn shop shooting that occurred in the OTR earlier today. Detective Regina Lewis, part of Homicide Division, is currently being sought for questioning on the deaths of two officers, as well as...
Nearby, Regina comes to with a bloody face. Her photo was shown on a TV above her with a headline, Corrupt Cop Shocker. She looks at the door, then down at the gun on the floor. Picking it up, she struggles to sit on the filing cabinet. She cocks the gun. Pulling her detective badge off of her belt, she sets it down beside her. She gazes ahead, gripping the gun in both hands. Nearby, Paul leans over Taryn.
You ready? There you go. All right, just relax, baby. Here we go. Come on.
Get down. Police storm in. They point guns.
Get down! Don't fucking move!
I'm a doctor. She's having a baby.
I can see your fucking
hands. Right.
Do what they say, baby.
Baby.
Turn around now. Or we will shoot you.
Listen, I understand the situation, officer, but I can't help it. I'm delivering our baby.
All right. Okay. Just relax, baby. Come on. I need you to push for me, okay? I need you to breathe. Come on. Take a deep breath. On three, I want you to push. All right. One, two, three.
Police rush in on Regina. With several guns pointed at her, she looks off listlessly. Suddenly, she lifts the gun under her chin. The police fire at her. She falls to the floor. Her head moves from side to side, then stops as an officer clears the television. She looks up as the pinata footage plays on TV. She is shown shooting Masterson. She blinks. Her face softens, then goes still. Nearby, Taryn grimaces, propped up on her elbows.
Baby, you're almost there. You're almost there, okay? Just try and relax. Here we go. Last one, okay? All right, here we go. One, two... Three.
Oh! Oh, he holds up their newborn. Paul cradles the baby. The baby looks up. Her lip quivering, Taryn reaches out. Paul places the baby in her arms.
I love you, baby.
Paul and Taryn kiss. They look down at their baby son. Taryn smiles. Words appear. 1 year later. A car speeds along a racetrack. Gloved hands are seen gripping the wheel. Beyond the dashboard, pavement speeds by. A receding view reveals the racetrack is part of a video game. Across from the screen, Paul sits with his son on his lap. Both wear birthday hats.
See that little man? That's called getting wrecked.
Paul grins.
This is how you talk.
Paul uses the controls to steer his virtual car. Nearby, Taryn passes the mural in the nursery. She carries a basket of laundry down the hall.
Okay, okay. Time to stop exposing our infant son to video games.
The baby looks at her.
Mama figured this out. We gotta go.
He sets the controls down.
Are we ready?
Paul grabs his cell.
Yes, we are.
Woo!
Stupid hats and all.
He picks up the baby.
I heard that.
Didn't see it.
A cake is seen.
All right.
There you go. Let's get you in there.
Paul sits the baby in his high chair.
Whoa.
Taryn puts the cake on the table.
There you go.
All right.
Paul looks at his phone.
You ready, Papa? There we go.
A text reads, tell the kid happy birthday.
Yes.
Taryn lights a candle. Paul snaps a photo.
All right.
He sends it.
Here's to the birthday you'll never remember.
Stop it. Cheese.
They lean in and Paul takes a photo.
All right, you have to blow it out. Ready? One, two, three.
They blow at the candle. Elsewhere, Abe drives a T-top in golden light. He picks up his cell phone and looks at a photo of the cake. In icing, words are written, happy birthday, Maddie. Smiling, he sets the phone down. Wearing sunglasses, he checks the rearview mirror. A view from above shows him driving past fields on a country road as the sun sets. As his vehicle recedes into the distance, a black van passes, headed in his direction. Bullets flash over red and black backgrounds, leaving gun smoke. Directed by Joe Lynch. Based upon the film Point Blank by Fred Cavaillé and written by Fred Cavaillé and Guillaume Lemont. Screenplay by Adam G. Simon. Produced by Joe Carnahan and Frank Grillo. Produced by Joanna Beyer. Executive producers Sidon Dumas, Christophe Riande, and Eugene Stein. Executive producer Scott Putnam. Director of photography Juanmi Aspiros. Production designer Frederick Waugh. Edited by Jim Page. Costume designer Jaina Mansbridge. Frank Grillo, Anthony Mackie. Marcia Gay Harden. Tayona Paris. Boris MacGyver. Christian Cook. Marquise Moore. Casting by Sharon Bialy and Sherry Thomas. Music by Mitch Lee. Music supervisor Ashley Waldron.
Thank you.
Copyright 2019 Netflix US, LLC. All rights reserved.
The red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.